And so purple. Violet laughed. Jessie and I can thin the carrots if you show us how, she said to Mr. Yi. And also the radishes and lettuce.
Mr. Yi smiled.
That will be wonderful.
He showed them how to thin the lettuce and radishes. And he gave them a basket to put the thinnings in.
You can take the thinnings home to Mrs. McGregor, he said.
After he was satisfied that Violet and Jessie were doing a good job, Mr. Yi led Henry and Benny to a different part of the garden.
What are those?
Asked Benny, pointing to large leaves that sprawled across the ground. A sad look passed over Mr. Yi's face.
Those are my beans and my peas, he explained. They are climbing plants, but I haven't been able to put up poles or trellises for them to climb on. I can do that, Henry offered. Tomorrow I'll bring my toolbox.
Mr. Yi looked happy.
Thank you, he said. You can use the lumber I have here in the garden, past the strawberries.
Strawberries? Said Benny. Where are they?
Look down, Benny.
Mr. Yi chuckled as he pointed at Benny's feet, where long rows of short plants grew.
I see leaves, said Benny as he looked down, but I don't see strawberries.
With difficulty, Mr. Li squatted and gently ran his hand underneath the strawberry plant leaves, lifting them upward.
Strawberries,
said Benny.
And they look delicious, said Henry, as he studied the bright red fruits.
Mr. Yi plucked a ripe strawberry and handed it to Benny. He plucked another and handed it to Henry.
This is the best tasting strawberry I've ever had, said Henry. Do you win prizes for your strawberries too, Mr. Yi?
Mr. Yi struggled to his feet and laughed.
Not yet, but maybe if Benny helps me, we can win this year.
Really?
Asked Benny, who wanted more strawberries.
What should I do?
Well, said Mr. Yi, I have two long rows of strawberries.
He pointed to the row they were standing at and the one next to it. Henry whistled.
Each row is at least 25 feet long, he said. 30 feet.
Corrected Mr. Yi proudly.
Can you eat that many strawberries all by yourself?
Asked Benny as he looked at the two long rows. Benny thought that even he couldn't eat that many berries, no matter how much he loved them.
No, Mr. Yi answered. I freeze some and I make strawberry jam from some. But mostly I eat them myself and give them to friends, lots of friends.
Mr. Yi then explained to Benny that strawberry plants had to be watered before the ground became totally dry. He showed both Benny and Henry where the water spigots were, one spigot outside each section, and he showed them where...